Hi, I'm a shrunken woman. I used to be big, like you, until one day I just wasn't. So, what was it like to shrink? Well, it was a normal day. I was walking down the street on my phone, prepping for finals. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't even notice it was happening at first. Okay. I'll talk to you later then. Yeah, good luck to you too. That was strange. I'm all tinkly. Oh. Hello. I feel a lame pickup line coming, I said as I pushed up my glasses. Well, I'm not petite. I'm 100 and a healthy weight. Great view? What do you... Oh, shit. This is embarrassing. I don't know what's happening. I gotta go. I thought my clothes were falling apart or something, so I started running back towards my apartment. It was blocks away, and it was already becoming difficult to hold my pants up, so I ducked into an alleyway. Damn it. What the hell's happening to my clothes? Wait, what the... My bracelet? It's huge. Jewelry doesn't stretch. Wait, I can feel it moving? And it's getting really heavy. Everything is. What the hell is happening to me? My clothes had nearly completely fallen off. My shirt stretched down to my knees. My necklace draped nearly to my belly button. And my glasses? One lens was wide enough to cover both eyes now. To top it all off, I was still tingling, and it was turning me on. Despite that, I was beginning to panic, trying to call everyone I could, but no one was answering. My cell was the size of a large laptop to me now. If it hadn't taken two hands to hold it, I'd probably have been fingering myself from the tingling. Finally. Ugh, thank God. It's me, Harley. Listen. Yes, it's an emergency. I think I'm shrinking. Oh, God. That guy's huge. Will you shut up? I said I'm shrinking, not starving. Yes. Yes. Yes, you have to come get me, you asshole. A picture? But I'm naked. Fine, hang on. I'll set the timer. Okay, there we... Oh, my God. A giant ladybug. Ouch. I fell off my shoe. At this point, my necklace was like a giant rope, and my body could slip through my bracelet no problem. The ladybug was half the size of my head, and I was still shrinking. Fortunately for me, he received my picture and promised to come pick me up. I grabbed my cell, which was nearly as tall as I was, and ran to hide. The glasses that I had been wearing looked like giant windows, and the rest of my clothes... like the largest tent I'd ever seen. As I ran for cover, it began to rain. I remember thinking, damn, I forgot to bring my umbrella, for a second, and almost laughing. Almost. While I waited under my shelter, a dumpster of all things, I watched the new world around me. A world full of giants. It was amazing. Cars the size of ocean liners, people towering like buildings. The whole world, my world, suddenly seemed so huge. I just stared at it in awe, while unconsciously touching myself. The shrinking had really turned me on, but I was too in shock to fully realize it. Damn it. Anyway, he finally arrived soon after. I used my cell to call and direct him to me. His reaction was more calm than I'd expected. Thank God. Oh, really? I'm tiny? I hadn't noticed. Can you just get me out of here, Dr. Obvious? Please? Oh, God. I can fit in your hand. This is insane. Promise me you'll keep me safe? And so, my life as a shrunken woman began.